Good evening. Imagine if you could command tremendous power that could put more joy, more love, more peace, more harmony into your life. Well, this is very, very possible. And these energies are yours to command. And we're going to show you how. Just stay tuned. Hi, this is Dave Krajovic, and I'm here with my partner, Pat, with Ascension Breathing. And we're delighted you're here tonight for our full moon mindfulness guided conscious breathing meditation on harmony and understanding. Well, what I'd like to do is take you back a few years to the year 2012. And I'm sure you'll recall the hype in the media about the end of times, the end of the Mayan calendar and what it meant. And there was different stories written and even movies about it. And now that the date has passed, many people have forgotten. But these energies are still amongst us. And the problem where the media and the mainstream went is with most of humanity, they think only in terms of the physical. And not what underlines the physical, what is the unseen that is there. And this unseen are these energies that are foretold in the end of the calendar. But first off, let's change that dialogue that it's not the end of the calendar, it's not the end of time. The 5,125-year-old world age, as the Mayans refer to it, is a cycle. It's a cycle of repeating energies, and this one comes to an end and a new one begins. So with every ending, there's a new beginning, and this is what we want to bring to your attention, that these energies are still there for you to tap into and become something greater and grander than what you ever thought possible. This is what we want to share with you. This is what we invite you into. But you know what's amazing? Is it's not just the Mayan calendar. But when you look at the zodiac calendar, there are 12 signs of the zodiac, all of them 2,000 some odd years together. They form what's called a precession of equinox, which is a 26,000-year cycle. And almost exactly, that represents five Mayan calendars, five great ages. So what we have on December 21st, 2012, is the end of a great age in the Mayan calendar, the end and beginning of a new precession of equinox, the end of the age of Pisces and into the age of Aquarius. Meaning that all these different forces, and that's just not it either, the Aztecs, the Hopi, the Hindu Vedas, the Bible, all foretell of a coming of new energy. Here, now, this time, this place, your life, these energies are awaiting for you. They're inviting you. They're conspiring with you to uplift you in the ascendancy to higher consciousness. This is what it's about. This is why you incarnated today. Others were given the choice to incarnate, but they said, no, you come. You go forward in my place because you can make a better difference, a bigger difference, more of an impact on the evolution of the planet and the solar system and life. So therefore, let us rise to the occasion. Let us rise to the occasion of stepping into our greatness and be the love that we are.
And that is the age of Aquarius. Be the love that you are. Aquarius is about love energy, understanding, harmony, and compassion. brings balance to the world through the increase in the divine feminine energies and returns the goddess energy that has been waning in our male-dominated patriarchal society. Bringing the feminine to the forefront, balancing the energies of the strong masculine male. But these shifts are not abrupt. They don't just happen like a light switch turning off and on. It's just like the seasons. Autumn transitions to winter. On the winter solstice, autumn doesn't just immediately stop and snow starts to fly and the winds blow. It's a transition, and there may be warm days reminding us of fall and cool days reminding us of the winter that's coming. Similarly, these energies between the Piscean Age and the Aquarian Age transition. So we still have some of those energies playing out. It's not like a switch that gets flipped and bingo, now we're in the new age. No, these energies move and wax and wane.
And these cycles, as you recall, are thousands of years in length. But they are shifting. They are changing. And as I said, they're all coming together at this point in time. So there's no better point to move from one dimensional reality to another, from one of a lower energy to a higher energy. So why don't we begin to do that now by beginning our meditation? We're going to step into conscious breathing, because conscious breathing moves energy unlike anything else that is under your conscious control. When you move your breath in a conscious manner, that means you move your energy in a conscious manner, directing it to unwind your thoughts of poverty or limitation and bring in new thoughts of harmony and love and prosperity. It's really that simple. And the breath can empower you to do that, and it also takes you within to the place of truth. So let's relax. Let's take a deep breath and relax. Breathe in and let it out slowly. And let's invoke for divine blessing.
To the Supreme God, to the Divine Father, Divine Mother, to the archangels and angels and saints, spiritual helpers, teachers, gurus and guides, our ancestors and to our higher soul. We thank you for your divine guidance, for your divine protection. We thank you for your divine insights and awarenesses. We thank you for this healing. We thank you for all of your priceless blessings. With gratitude, with respect, and with love, in full faith, we thank you.
Take another breath, and with each breath you take, just relax a little deeper. Let your muscles go. Your body relax. Just focus on your breath. Breathe in. Breathe out. Feel the breath move. Feel the chest expand. Feel the rhythm on the in and the out. Go to a subtler rhythm, the rhythm of your heartbeat. Can you feel the pulse of your heart and your body and its vibration? Go deeper, relax deeper. And now relax it all. Begin now to connect the breath, so there is no pause between the inhale and exhale, setting up an energetic matrix that uplifts the electromagnetic field of the body and expands it and drives out negativity. It is safe for me to breathe. It is safe for me to breathe in life.
It is safe for me to let go of the old. I open to something exciting and new. I am available. I'm in trust.
Breathing often brings up thoughts and feelings. These are just energies of the past. Do not judge them, for there is no right or wrong. I accept the perfection of the universe. And that there is no right or wrong.
When thoughts come, know that I am not my thoughts. Just let them pass through, like the clouds floating across the sky.
When feelings come, acknowledge them, but do not allow them to overwhelm you, to rule you, to own you. Feelings that never die cause you to die a slow death every day. As they rob you of your vitality, your passion, your liveliness, your laughter, your love, your joy. Allow this no more and let them go. Set yourself free now. Ultimately, I am not the body. I am not the mind and the thoughts. I am not the feelings. At the deepest level, I am the soul. Let go of all energies that obstruct the harmony within. I let go of all victimhood. Let go of the need to be right, to be so right that I have made others wrong.
When I judge and criticize another and make them wrong, I make myself wrong. This does not serve.
When I make another wrong, I make myself wrong. Therefore, I relinquish this error of thinking and embrace the unity of all.
I go deeper into myself. And I know that as within, so without. What is inside of me is mirrored in the outside world. And the chaos in the outside world is a reflection of the chaos in me. I quiet that chaos now.
Continue to breathe. Continue to connect the breath. The breath of unity. The breath of oneness. The breath of all. There is no beginning and end to the breath. The breath is all. I am the breath. I am the life. I am the way. Let the breath take you deeper. Do nothing but breathe and follow the breath in. And inward. And inward. And inward. I am not afraid. I recognize that I am the creator of my world. I am the creator of my experiences. I am the artist, the canvas. The paint and the paintbrush of my life. And I relish the power that is given unto me to create the good and the holy and the beautiful. And I let go of all regrets where I have not done so. I am sorry.
Please forgive me for my lapse in consciousness.
Thank you. I love you.
I'm sorry. I didn't get it sooner.
Please forgive me for my lapse in consciousness.
Thank you for showing up and teaching me that which I needed to learn. I love you. I love you. I'm sorry. Thank you.
I love you, but I let you go, and you are free. And so it is, I am free. Free to create new and beautiful things.
I call upon the higher self to give a clear signal of connection now.
Be still and be aware and listen to the voice of the soul. For understanding and awareness.
Feel your oneness with spirit and open to receive the amazing gifts that spirit has for you.
I welcome them as I relax into the truth of who I am.
To the Supreme God, Divine Father and Mother, to all of our holy teachers, the archangels and angels and saints, spiritual helpers, gurus and guides, our ancestors and our higher soul. Thank you, thank you, thank you for your divine blessings, for your divine guidance, insights and awarenesses. We are so deeply grateful for all of the gifts that you've given us this evening. With gratitude, with respect, and with love, in full faith, we thank you. So be it, so be it, so be it, and so it is. Amen. Beginning now to return to a normal breath. And just gently moving your fingers, moving your toes. And with a rich sense of gratitude in your heart, slowly and gently return your consciousness to this time and place. And when you feel ready, open your eyes with a big, big smile on your face. Thank you so much for being here with us this evening. We are so grateful that you've decided to join us. And to gift yourself with the gift of consciousness and love.
We are grateful that you are here with us. The mystic knows that the more people that join, the more powerful the meditation. Not just for the individual, but for the collective. But science, too, is showing that this is true. That the more that observe a particular phenomenon, the more powerful the effect. This is so needed in the world today. We are grateful you have shown up to add your energy, and we invite you to ask others to join as well. We invite you to do these meditations every day. We've made it really reasonable. You can download this meditation from our website at ascensionbreathing.com for a very nominal fee and have it for yours forever. So not only will you be changing your consciousness, uplifting that of the planets, but you'll also be helping to support this work so that it continues, and we are grateful for that. Grateful for you. Thank you so much. Please sign up for our newsletter at our website, ascensionbreathing.com. Please go to Facebook, like us there, make some posts, join us in the conversation, and become a member of the Full Moon Meditation on bodymindspiritradio.com.
We'd also appreciate if you would go to bodyworkshealingcenter.com, like us on Facebook, and just support the work. We're here giving the best we can give. And we would just love to hear from you that you've enjoyed the meditation, what you think would be better, what you liked. We would love to hear from you. So reach out. We're here. Thank you.
Pat mentions Body Works, which is our healing center in Plymouth, and it's where we're currently doing a lot of our programs. So you can check out the schedule at BodyWorks or AscensionBreathing.com. Until next month, we wish you many blessings of harmony, prosperity, understanding, and love. Namaste.
Namaste.